France and Spain are neighbors. Like neighbors, they have a special relationship. This extends to music. For example, Manuel de Falla, Spain's preeminent composer of the last century, learned all about musical impressionism in Paris. Fernando Sor, the eminent guitarist and composer from the 19th century, plied his trade in the City of Light to great success. However, the transfer of musical culture in the other direction is even more remarkable. Bizet was inspired to write Carmen by the fabulous music and culture of Spain. Édouard Lalot blessed us with the excellent all-but-named violin concerto, the Symphonie Espagnole. Debussy gave us a beautiful picture of Spain with his Iberia, and Ravel, whose ancestry was indeed Basque, gave us the Rhapsodie Espagnole. Therefore, it is indeed no surprise that Emmanuel Chabrier, after a six-month-long Spanish vacation where he visited San Sebastian, Burgos, Toledo, Sevilla, Granada, Malaga, Cadiz, Córdoba, Valencia, Zaragoza, and Barcelona, for some reason he didn't visit Madrid, Madrilenos, who are a very sensitive people, are highly insulted he snubbed the capital. He returned home to Paris and from January to August 1883 wrote his most famous work, España. The piece originally started out life as a solo piano work, but the conductor, Charles Lamoureux, encouraged the composer to set it for orchestra. I'm WBJC's Jonathan Polevsky, and this is a BSO podcast for Emmanuel Chabrier's España. Lamoureux had good instincts. The premiere took place at the Théâtre du Château d'Eau on the 4th of November 1883 for the Société des Nouveaux Concerts in Paris. Chabrier was convinced the piece would be a success. He said, "My rhythms, my tunes will arouse the whole audience to a fervent pitch of excitement. Everyone will embrace his neighbor madly." Hopefully it wasn't cold and flu season. I don't know about the embracing, but the piece was a hit from the get-go. It was loved by Chabrier's fellow musicians, audiences, and critics alike. Gustav Mahler told the musicians of the New York Philharmonic, presumably while rehearsing the piece, it was the start of modern music. Between you and me, mes petits amis, I have no idea why he would say this, but he did so, and he's Mahler, so that's that. Before we head to the music, a few words on Emmanuel Chabrier, as his name doesn't come up too often on concert programs, at least outside France. He was born in 1841 in Ambert, in the Auvergne region of central France. He made his way, along with his family, to Paris at age 15. He was musically precocious, but his parents were determined that he would pursue a legal career. After graduating from law school, Chabrier entered the French civil service and worked for the Ministry of the Interior for 19 years. During this time, he pursued music as an avocation. Chabrier was well known within the art community as well. He was a devoted collector and a friend of many Impressionist artists. He was friends with Renoir, whose wife remembered his piano playing well. She said, "One day, Chabrier came and he played his España for me. It sounded as if a hurricane had been let loose. He pounded and pounded on the keyboard. The street was full of people, and they were listening, fascinated. When Chabrier reached the last crashing chords, I swore to myself I would never touch the piano again. Besides, Chabrier had broken several strings and put the piano out of action." After hearing Wagner's music in 1880, Chabrier was inspired to pursue music full-time. He retired from the ministry and was a professional composer for the last 13 years of his life. He died in 1894, 11 years after writing España. To the music, mes petits amis. We begin with a guitar-like introduction. Then we meet our first tune. Check this out. It goes from trumpets to horns to harps to full orchestra in about 30 seconds. How about this little spectacular bassoon solo, accompanied by plucked strings, once again simulating the guitar? ¶¶ Then we trade the tune off between strings and winds. Finally, it's time for a new melody, a Spanish one which comes courtesy of the trombones. And how about this fabulous dialogue between flutes and violins? To me, it sounds more like mariachi music than Spanish music. But that's just me. And just when you thought you'd heard it all, the double basses get into it. And if you're wondering, do we get the sonic spectacular at the end? Heck yes. So what's great about Chabrillas España? One, there's a degree of rhythmic intensity and drive that is unbelievably satisfying. For 6 minutes, this piece rocks. Two, unbelievable orchestration. We have a kaleidoscope of orchestral color that moves almost faster than we are able to hear. Many instruments that don't have solos have them, and the combinations of instruments are extremely well chosen and frankly exotic. Three, though it may be a postcard version of Spain, it's a pretty amazing postcard. I'd go there. Chabrillas captures the vivid intensity of Andalusia beautifully. This is a miniature masterpiece and a delight to the ears. I'm WBJC's Jonathan Polevsky, and this has been a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra podcast for Emmanuel Chabrillas, España.